We're visiting now with Richard Jenkins. Alpine has been his entire life. He's served as a town councilman, as a mayor. He runs the post office, postmaster. I would say that Richard Jenkins knows Alpine, and we've got him here now to talk about, of course, our situation up the Graves River, the Porcupine Slide. Richard, you watch Alpine. You hear the people come into the post office. Kind of give us some feel as to the impact that this slide has done to the community once the Graves River Road was closed down.
Well, Dan, thank you for asking. You know, there the impact seems maybe so small, but there are a lot of people's livelihood depends on the recreation here or the maybe the livestock grazing and other uses of the Graves River area. And it's right here and dumps right into Alpine. So we take it very personal when it's not being properly used or monitored or managed by the Forest Service. And this particular closure is so unnecessary. And everybody agrees. I think at the town meeting you were there, you saw that everybody is opposed to the closure. And
they didn't understand that this, because they want access to their forest, as you mentioned in your guest editorial in the paper, but go ahead.
Yeah, the impact, just the snowmobiling alone at this critical time of year when the prime snowmobiling and the parking lot down there, which we've expanded, and is just plain empty. And so all the people that rely on that just alone is... you know, the vendors that rent snowmobiles, the guides that take people for rides, that just come to a sudden stop, and for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
That's the part. They see that we still have access to a lot of the Graves River, that they just don't understand, why do we have to close it down when we can still have access to it? And that's the part that you're hearing back from the community.
That's true. I mean, our common sense would tell you, first of all, to back up enough water to cause a great amount of damage would take some amount of time. So the warning system is in place. We know when the water is going to raise or if it does raise, and then we could deal with it and just educate the public. But to actually close the road and give out tickets for accessing our forest is an absurdity that we should not sit and take.
You're asking that we get up as a community, as a valley, and step back into the conversation and say, let's get the Graves River Road opened.
Well, I see that Trish O'Connor has made an effort to reassess the closure. It seems human nature. You try to pull more people on your side to verify what you did. And I think that's exactly where we're at. We just as a community need to say we've had enough. If you can't, we're all willing to accept the risk. Just inform us of the risk and let us do our thing. We do not need to be closed out of 100 square miles of forest just at somebody's whim. That is totally wrong.
The forest, Graves River, a big part of Alpine's life. What do you hear from the businesses in the last couple of weeks? It's from what I can tell, and it just seems kind of quiet. You go up to the parking lot, nobody there, obviously. It's just shut things down financially, right?
Well, I'm sure it makes a huge impact on the grocery stores, the restaurants, the motels. Those are the direct impact. And, of course, if you impact all of those, it trickles to everybody else as well. The people that are out of work, Tim Haberberger and the Box Y up there is just flat shut down.
Yeah, they had to shut down early.
Yeah.
And that's that winter traffic, that is a huge part of what they do at the Box Y Lodge. All those groups coming out of Jackson, all the folks that travel just to snowmobile on the Graves River, they can't do it anymore.
Exactly. And, you know, it's prime time for them. You know, this is a huge financial impact. And what we also question at the public meeting is why is it a double standard that it's okay for engineers and Forest Service personnel and Game and Fish, they can go up that canyon and do whatever they want to do, but the public is just locked out and subject to fines if we do it. So I had enough. Let's just call their bluff and force the issue if we have to.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about as we wrap it up here then? You'd like to see it opened as soon as possible, especially leading into the summer season, and get back what we can on the tail end of this spring-winter season, but be ready to fully use the forest in the summer, right?
I totally agree. And not only do I want it reopened, but I'd like an apology from the Forest Service. And I'd like to know that in the future that we're going to have some kind of credible information available and something to say maybe as a community as we face these kind of things. We shouldn't just be subject to somebody's legislation that closes the road. And it doesn't matter to them. It just matters to us. But we're the ones impacted.
All right. Richard Jenkins, of course, postmaster here in Alpine, a former town councilman, former mayor. His whole life has been Alpine, and talking to us about that Porcupine Slide up Grays River.